NewTechSeed.com.
NewTechSeed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Wood River High School. It's time for the C14 District Volleyball Championship match on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda with you. Nate and Stacy taking care of the work back at the studio as our producers tonight for what should be an outstanding match. It's a rematch of last year's state championship between the Grinnell Central Catholic Crusaders and the Kearney Catholic Stars. Glad to have you on the New Tech Seed pregame show as your exclusive radio home for tonight's high school volleyball match. And we are looking forward to a dandy. Kearney Catholic comes in with a record of 28-1 on the season. Their only loss, a four-setter at Grand Island Central Catholic at the end of September. For Columbus SCOTUS, they come in with a record of 28-3. Two losses to their unbeaten arch rival Columbus SCOTUS, once in five sets, and then in the conference championship, they played the best two out of three, and that went three sets. The other loss was to Elkhorn South in their own tournament. So a team that ran the table and won the state championship last year is carried by senior Katie Brand. The Kansas State recruit leads his team in just about every category possible and had one of the better matches of her career the last time that these two teams met. For Kearney Catholic in that first match this year, some young kids that were seeing their first varsity action just showed their youth and were not able to handle some of the strong serves from Grand Island Central Catholic. But Coach Chris Connor believes that now that they have played another month and a half into the season, everybody's a little bit more comfortable, a little bit more mature, and not as many nerves out there. And we'll see which team can win tonight. Now, the big story is that both teams should be in the state tournament unless Columbus SCOTUS will happen to get upset tonight, which, of course, no one can see that happening to unbeaten SCOTUS as they take on Milford. And Minden is the other team that should get a wild card. Loser this game and Minden. What is on the line is what you might see down the road. If Grand Island Central Catholic would win this, then they would move up and stay away from SCOTUS in the semifinals. If they would happen to lose and Kearney Catholic won, then that most likely means Kearney Catholic would be the 2 seed, Minden would be the 3, Columbus SCOTUS would be the 1, and Central Catholic would be the 4. And that's really where the line is drawn. Nobody's too worried about the 5 through 8 seeds. So there is something to play for tonight, and we'll have it all for you here on Classic Hits 98.9. And we'll be back with the starting lineups on the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to all the South Central Nebraska area teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to each of the student athletes from your home team, the Bank of Donovan, with full service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's time now for the New Tech Seed pregame show to move on to our starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. For Grand Island Central Catholic, number 13 is a 5'8" junior right side hitter, Lucky Granup. Number 6 is a 5'6" sophomore outside hitter, Aaron Sorhan. Number 12, a 5'8" junior middle hitter, Kelsey Shield. Number 3, 6'1" senior. Now they list her as a setter, but she does it all, Katie Brand. Number 5, 5'7" sophomore outside hitter, Sam Morbeck. And finishing the starting rotation is number 11, a 5'9" junior middle hitter, Haley Benton. The libero for Grand Island Central Catholic is number 17, 5'6" senior, Aisha Lee. the head coach of the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders, the winningest volleyball coach in state history, Sharon Zavala, assisted by Brittany Ashy and Maria DeMuse. They come in with a record of 28-3 and are ranked second in the state of Nebraska in all publications. For Kearney Catholic, number 5 is a 5'7 sophomore center, Shayla Connor. Number 2 is a 5'9 senior outside hitter, Haley McKelvey. Number 7, 6'1 junior middle blocker, Bailey Sokolowski. Number 11, 5'10 senior right side hitter, Ellie Conley. Number 1, 5'6 junior outside hitter, Michaela Mestel. And number 14, 6' junior middle blocker, Megan Anderson. The libero for Kearney Catholic is number 3, 5'4" freshman, Morgan Studi, who also leads the team in ace serves. The head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars is Chris Connor, assisted by Lisa Sokolowski, Amy Johnson, and Brad Childress. The Stars come in with a record of 28-1 on the season. They are ranked third in the state of Nebraska in all publications behind Columbus SCOTUS and Grand Island Central Catholic. And that is a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank, proud of its long history of being the local community bank to count on in our area, with growth in deposits and loans the past 20 years unparalleled in the Tri-City area. They are your safe, secure banking choice. Five Points Bank, the bank to count on. Also going on tonight, Hastings St. Cecilia is playing Wood River, so they had to really work to find some Wood River volunteers to stay home and man this. And we will give you updates on that match tonight. Elsewhere in the C1 ranks, Auburn is playing Ashland Greenwood. Columbus SCOTUS is playing Milford. Wisner-Pilger is taking on Concordia. Norfolk Catholic is playing O'Neill. And Ogallala is battling Mitchell. In C2, besides the St. Cecilia Wood River match, Ord is playing Neely Oakdale. Perkins County takes on North Platte St. Pat's. Lutheran High Northeast is taking on Homer. Twin River against UTAN. And Tri-County takes on Elmwood Murdoch. Last night in district volleyball action, Grand Island Senior High qualified in Class B to join Grand Island, who qualified Wednesday night in Class A. Your Class B qualifiers, Pius, Scott, Omaha Gross, Beatrice, Northwest, and Gehring. D1 district winners, Exeter Milligan, West Point Guardian Angels, Humphrey, Winside, Hitchcock County, and Sutherland. And your D2 district winners last night, Hampton, Howells, Wynot, Giltner, Brady, and Layton. The official pairings will come out tomorrow morning, as some of the C matches tonight will affect the other classes in wildcard points. And we will be back to get our match underway right after this timeout on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. See Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Your yield leader, New Tech Seed. Doug Duda here at Wood River. I want to thank Dave Baugh, the athletic director, and all the folks here. There is a very good crowd. In fact, way better than what we saw. We had the Kearney Catholic sub-district. Way better for each team here at this district final. It could be another preview of the state championship match, and Columbus SCOTUS obviously will have a lot to say about that. High school football is going on. The team that defeated Kearney High last week, Papillion-La Vista, has knocked out Lincoln Southwest 40-34 in Omaha. So Papillion La Vista, who beat Kearney High last week, they've got the doubleheader there today. They have advanced on with a 40-34 win over Lincoln Southwest. Grand Island is playing Omaha Central tonight. Don't forget McCook hosting Adams Central on 1230 KHAS, also on PlatteRiverPreps.com. And Aurora is in action tonight as well in the second round in Class B at Crete. We'll have updates for you tonight. But right now, it is two of the best teams, and this is the toughest district in C1. But at the beginning of the year, these were the two teams that many people figured would be in the district final, even with great teams like Minden and Sandy Creek and Fillmore Central and St. Paul. Kearney Catholic has won the toss, and Shayla Connor will serve it away to start our best-of-five district championship right down the line to Lee. They go to the middle. There's a collision. Brand was going to take that, but it was pushed across instead, and now Sokolowski will terminate for Kearney Catholic, but in the net, called on the first play of the match, and we will get a point for Grand Island Central Catholic. So back to serve it away will be Lucky Granup. That's not the way you want to start if you're the Stars. You had a good kill, and then it's waved off. So Connor will set right side. McKelvey will tip it across. Picked up there by Morvick. Middle attack going to be blocked up there by Sokolowski. Stars a couple of one-arms to save it. Ball's above the net, and Brand will terminate. Well, Kearney Catholic got the ball up off the ground, but it sailed right above the net for Katie Brand, and she has the first kill of the match. 2-0 Central Catholic. Grad up to serve. In the white with the blue trim, the traveling green and gold trim for the Stars. Connor sets to Sokolowski, and they call it out of bounds on the near sideline. A couple of calls that have went against Kearney Catholic here in the first 3 points, and that might be what Grand Island Central Catholic needs here to get things started. Serves across to Studi. Overpass to the tip, goes into the net, and Kearney Catholic looks flustered after that first point was wiped off the board. It is 4-0. Crusaders, and one kill is what they have put up on the board during this rally. Granup with the serve. Takes it across to Studi. Pass to Connor. Set back row Mestel, and she'll just roll it across. Up there in the back row by Lee. Has to be passed across by the Crusaders. Free ball here. Connor slides. Sokolowski puts it down. That one's in, and the Stars are on the board. The Stars had a huge, huge night against St. Paul in the sub-district final by utilizing that slide. Sokolowski was big. And Kearney Catholic will use more kids off the bench than Coach Zavala will tonight and in to serve Mackenzie Smith. You'll probably see at least 10 kids on a normal rotation here for the Stars. Over to Brand, set to the outside from off the net. It's rolled across there by Scheel. Stars pick it up, set outside. Mestel blocked up front by Brand. Back to Mestel again, tips it over the double block. Dig is made, Sokolowski will terminate, but they call her for reaching over the net. They're calling it tight, and Coach Chris Connor's off the bench. You've got the number 2 and 3 teams in the state. We've already had 3 controversial calls in the first 5 points, and they've all went against the Stars. And Kearney Catholic will sub, and you hardly ever see a volleyball coach get up and talk to the officials, let alone Coach Connor or Zavala. And I don't think Coach Connor is happy with the explanation, but nonetheless, it's 5-1 Central Catholic, and the serve is across. Mestel blocked by Brand. She reaches behind her and plays it up. Back row attack is going to be deep, and the first error for the Crusaders. Kearney Catholic gets the point, 5-2. It's the C14 District Championship on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, and Wood River. Studi to serve now for the Stars. And she will fire it wide and out of bounds. Just mishit that one. He always has a lot of movement, a lot of spin, a lot of height on the toss, and just caught the side of the volleyball and sent it into the Central Catholic bench. Aisha Lee now to serve it away here for the Crusaders. 6-2, game one. And Lee serve. Into the back there to McCann. Short set middle. Mestel will go up. Good dig in the back row by Lee. Can they get around Lee? No, they can't. Give Mestel the kill. Lee made the dig down there, but she was on the ground, and the Crusader teammate, I believe was Morvick, couldn't get over the top of her to go grab it. Now coming in Allie Prasoski to serve. Prasoski floats it back middle. Picked up there by Storehand. Set to Brand, and she has to tip it across. Connor will play it. Prasoski will set it outside. Mestel, near side kill. Michaela Mestel, who Coach Connor says was not 100% when the teams played earlier, coming off a stress fracture, is tonight. And for Grand Island Central Catholic, they've just been kind of the same 6, 7, 8 girls all year long. No problems. Set middle, Brand. Brand rolls it over the block, but doesn't quite get it over. And Anderson will block it down. Megan Anderson hung in the air for quite a while there. And Kearney Catholic has fought off a couple of early bad calls to score 3 in a row and make it 6-5. Or what the Stars at least perceive to be bad calls. Prasoski will serve it across to Strand. Set to the outside, and it's going to be an offhand tip out of bounds on the left wing. Got by the antenna. Moravec couldn't get it back in, and it's 6-6. 3 in a row for Prasoski at the service line, game one. And Prasoski serves short and into the net. Kearney Catholic has a lot of girls that like to try that little fluff serve, just get it over the net and try and catch them off guard, but it didn't happen there. And now Brand to serve for Grand Island Central Catholic. Into the back row, Connor sets to the outside. Anderson pushes it over with the offhand. Dig is made by Scheel. Set outside, and a big swing across by Sorehand, but the dig is made, and it hit the rafter and went over. It was a powerful dig, and it hit the rafter and went over the net for a dead point. And they'll give the kill to Moravec, and the serve back to Brand, 8-6 Crusaders. Anderson from off the net, angle too deep, out of bounds. Another error by Kearney Catholic, 9-6. Katie Brand going to K-State. Many believe she's at least that good, if not better, to go to an even higher program. Overpass on the serve, and it's tipped down by Moravec for the kill. So Brand with 3 strong serves, and Kearney Catholic's 4-point run has been answered by a 4-point run from the Crusaders. 10-6, Brand. Clips the net. Mestel plays it. Connor, back set. Mestel, termination. Michaela Mestel has all 3 of Kearney Catholic's kills. And now she'll go back and serve it away. McKelvey back into the front row. McCann will check out. Much more substituting, as we said, for Kearney Catholic. For Crusaders, they usually just sub in for the libero. And the attack here from the right side is going to be deep and out of bounds by Moravec. And out of bounds. Mestel to go again. A little mini jump serve, caught the net. Second service error for Kearney Catholic. 11-8 GICC. Sam Moravec will go back to serve it away. Grand Island Central Catholic, who has been to the state finals the last 6 years. Serve is across. Little tip at the net, and it's going to be down and good. Katie Moran with her second kill. Brand with a good placement, 12-8, and Moravec to serve. Moravec right in the middle of the service area, slaps it into the back row, pass close to the net. Connor stays out of the net, tipped over by Anderson. Free ball, joust at the net. Anderson drives it through the block attempt of Gratup, and Megan will have her first kill. Central Catholic 12, Kearney Catholic 9. Anderson to serve here in the first set of the C1-4 championship at Wood River. And the serve goes down the left sideline to Sorehand. Set it back to Aaron off the block in the net on the Crusaders. Sorehand caught the net on the follow-through. And Anderson will serve again. Play the best of 5 here tonight. We're glad you're along with us on Classic Hits. Served by Anderson. A little deeper that time to Sorehand. Set back to Aaron on the left wing. Around the double block. Good dig in the back row by Anderson. Passed all the way back over to the Crusaders. They go middle attack. Benton is blocked by Sokolowski. Ace block. Haley Benton had a good look, but Sokolowski negates it one-on-one. 12-11. So it's been a game of mini runs so far. Right now the Stars are on one. And once again we'll try and tie it. Right down the middle, low serve to Brand. Set outside, Sorehand again. That time she'll put it down. Aaron Sorehand with her first kill. And the Crusaders will maintain the lead, 13-11. Again, last year at State and this year in their only previous meeting, they went 4 sets, both matches, with Central Catholic winning them both. And into serve it away, Emma Benton. And Benton will record the ace. Stars let it go. It caught the line. That'll be the first ace serve of the match here for either team. 14-11. Benton. This time Mestel will pick it up. Connor sets outside. McKelvey partially blocked up front there by Scheel. Crusaders wide set. Get it out there to Sorehand. Dug in the back row by Mestel. Connor short set. Sokolowski puts it down. That'll be the first kill of the match for Sokolowski, who had a block just a couple of points ago. Now Ellie Conley returns to the lineup for Kearney Catholic. Back to serve, Shayla Connor. And we have made it through the service rotation one time now. Connor started the match with the serve for Kearney Catholic. Brand goes down to pick it up. High set, Soran left side. She goes with the tip, and Sokolowski got a hand on it, but couldn't do anything after that. Soran with her second kill. 15-12, Crusaders. And back to serve, Lucky Craddup. Lucky all the way to the right side, serves to the opposite corner, and it's going to be deep and out of bounds. First service error of the match for Grand Island Central Catholic, and Smith will be back in to serve for the Stars. Mackenzie Smith, the 5'6 sophomore, just comes in to serve. Then after she's done, they bring McCann in as a defensive specialist. It's picked up. It goes off the basketball hoop. It shoots down to the floor, and it's an ace serve for Mackenzie Smith. 15-14. Chance again to tie it up here for Kearney Catholic. Smith with the serve. This one, a lot of topspin on it, picked up there by Morvick. Good pass, set middle. Brand drives it home. Third kill for Katie Brand. And Central Catholic's been playing with the lead all game long. They have yet to trail. Every time Kearney Catholic gets within one, the Crusaders win the point. And now Aaron Sorehand with the jump serve, and it's deep. So back-to-back errors here from the service line. 16-15, and now Studi will serve it away. She hit it out on her first serve of the night. This time around, the freshman will keep it in, picked up there by Morvick, played out of the net, and slapped over by Brand, and it's going to work. That's the thing that makes Katie Brand so special. It doesn't really matter where the ball is. She can make it work, and Brand with her fourth kill. Back to serve it. Aisha Lee to serve. And she'll go short. It's overpass. Free ball. Brand couldn't get a better look, and she'll drive it down. Fifth kill for Katie Brand. And a timeout will be called here by Kearney Catholic. It's the first of the match. We're in the opening set. 18-15, Grand Island Central Catholic here on Classic Hits.
If your student is interested in learning to play an instrument for school band or orchestra, Ron's Music has a rent-to-own plan that's perfect for the budding musician. Check out Ron's Music in Grand Island for details. Online at ronsmusic.com. Need supplies, strings, sheet music, music lessons, new instruments, or repairs, Ron's Music in Grand Island has been taking care of budding musicians as well as professionals for decades. Ron's Music on West Capitol Avenue, north of the malls, and online, ronsmusic.com.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are.
Lee will serve it across after the Kearney Catholic timeout. Attack by Anderson is down and good. Megan Anderson will get her second kill. And it's 18-16 Central Catholic. And Prasoski into serve. High school football, Omaha Central has scored first. They lead Grand Island 7-0 in the Class A quarterfinals. Prasoski serve. Right in the middle to Brand, easily picked up, set to the outside for Morvick. Off the partial block, Studi with the up, too close to the net, so it has to be redirected by Connor, and she puts it away. Shayla Connor saw that it was headed into the tape, and so she pushed it over quickly, and once again, Kearney Catholic is within one. Prasoski, who had three serves last time, will serve it again over the net this time. Middle attack, Brand wide, first error for Katie Brand, and we're tied at 18. 18-18, first tie since it was 6-6. And Kearney Catholic looks for their first lead of the match. Over to Morvick. Here is the set by Shield. Middle attack, Brand. She's wide again, and Kearney Catholic has the lead. 19-18, Stars with four in a row, and the Crusaders will call timeout. So each team has used a timeout here in the first set, 19-18, Kearney Catholic with their first lead. And you're listening to the C14's District Volleyball Championship on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
From checking and savings accounts to personal loans and 24-hour access to your funds, Five Points Bank personal banking solutions are simply better. To stay ahead in your business, you keep abreast of new technology. So does Five Points Bank. We'll help you stay one step ahead. Our experienced investment and trust advisors know the best way to help you achieve your goals. Stop by in person or visit us on the web at fivepointsbank.com. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It's been a pretty even first set here from Wood River High School. Doug Duda with you at the C14 District Volleyball Championship, where Kearney Catholic is now up for the first time at 19-18 with Prasoski to serve. Overpass, free ball, Bestel termination. All of a sudden, Grand Island Central Catholic's having trouble handling the serve, and Bestel will have her fourth kill. Five in a row for Kearney Catholic. It's 20-18. And the serve down the line, Morvick tries to get it up close. It's into the net again and set out of the net. And did Brand put it on the line? No, it's going to sail deep. Katie Brand tried to get it over the defense and set it deep. And so back-to-back errors out of the timeout. And the Crusaders are going to call timeout again. Kearney Catholic, who no one can ever remember beating Grand Island Central Catholic, trying to do it for the first time here. 21-18 Stars, and we'll be right back.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are.
Doug Duda and our producer-engineer, Nate Krug, Stacy Johns, back at the studio, bringing you C14 District Volleyball action here on Classic Hits. Central Catholic using their second timeout, and Prasoski will bring it to an end with a service error here out of the timeout. So the point now for GICC, it's 21-19, and Brand will go back to serve and try and get the Crusaders back in this one. Great serve, just picked up Prasoski. Studi into the back row, punched over by McCann. Free ball here for Strand to set in the middle. It's going to be blocked by Anderson on the attack by Benton. Those are the points you usually see Central Catholic put away and put away with authority, but Megan Anderson gets the third ace block of the set for Kearney Catholic. And now Mestel will go back and serve it away. Right down the line, some tough serves. Brand sends it to the outside. The attack driven across. Studi with the dig back into the net. Connor got it out of the net. Mestel from the back row takes it across. Opportunity here, Brand sets outside Morovic through the double block. Another dig by Mestel in the back row, and the pass way off the mark. Mestel runs it down, gets it over, free ball, and Brand dumps it across for the Central Catholic kill. Great move by Katie Brand. She knew the Stars were struggling to get back over. There was no need for her to set it up, so she just dumped it across for the point. And now Morovic to serve. It's 22-20, Kearney Catholic, first set. Serve in the middle, two Stars poke at it. It's up front for Connor, outside McKelvey. She's blocked up there by Granup, saved by Kearney Catholic, and dumped into their own net. Attack error, Mestel. Point, Crusaders. They're within one. And Kearney Catholic's going to call their final timeout right here. Chris Connor has coached against Sharon Zavala too many times. She says one's enough. So both teams have used all their timeouts. First set of the C14 District Championship. Central Catholic has the serve. Kearney Catholic has the lead, 22-21.
You know Island Supply Welding for their wide selection of the biggest names in welding equipment. From complete systems to supplies to keep you working effectively and safely, Island Supply Welding makes it easy. Stop in at Island Supply Welding in Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus. And be sure to check them out online for product information, reference charts, and current specials. IslandSupplyWelding.com, your round-the-clock authority. When you need it now, you need Island Supply Welding in Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus.
In C2, Wood River has a 20-17 lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. First set over at Donovan Trumbull. Here it's Morovic to serve. Kearney Catholic outside. Anderson blocked up front. Ace block, Sorhan. And we're tied at 22. 22-all, Morovic to serve it away again. Back and forth we go. As we expected, an ultra-competitive And we're in the first set. Marbeck now for the Crusader lead. Over to Mestel. Passes off the mark. Connor runs it down. It'll be punched over by McKelvey, but deep and out of bounds. And Grand Island Central Catholic has scored four in a row. 23-22. And Marbeck with the serve. This one down the middle. Picked up there by Prasoski. Connor to the outside. Here's McKelvey into the net. Sokolowski out. Mestel's in the back row. Kearney Catholic doesn't have either one of their big hitters in the front. And it's game point for Grand Island Central Catholic. Morvec tries to serve it out. Going for six in a row. And the serve picked up in the back row by the Stars. Connor dumped it into the net and it's over. Kearney Catholic had the lead in set number one, up by 3 points. And Grand Island Central Catholic, like they've done so many times, puts on a run to win the opening set, 25-22. We'll be back with the first set numbers right after this timeout.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer's so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
How would you like to increase your profits and be able to put more money back into your business? Douglas Bookkeeping's remote computer access has virtually eliminated the need for your in-house bookkeeper. Their services can help you save money by lowering payroll taxes while also reducing your company's health insurance costs and turnover. Their QuickBooks Pro advisors handle everything from running your payroll to preparing your corporate tax return. Douglas Bookkeeping Service, the professional family business for over 40 years, downtown Grand Island, and online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
In the opening set for Kearney Catholic, Michaela Mestel had one service point, four kills. Shayla Connor, one kill. Bailey Sokolowski had a service point, an ace block, one kill. Megan Anderson, two service points, two ace blocks, two kills. Allie Prasoski, eight service points. And Mackenzie Smith, an ace serve. Eight kills, three ace blocks, and one ace serve for Kearney Catholic. For Grand Island Central Catholic, Katie Brand, three service points, six kills. Sam Borvik, six service points, two kills. Aaron Sorhan, an ace block, two kills. Lucky Gradup, three service points. Aisha Lee had an ace serve, and Aisha Lee had a service point, and Emma Benton had an ace serve. 10 kills, one ace block, one ace serve. Central Catholic scores the final six points to win it 25-22. And we'll head to the second set of the C14 District Championship right after this on Classic Hits 98.9.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
You're headed in the right direction for service savings and selection.
Central Catholic serves to start the second set. And for Kearney Catholic, they'll go middle. Sokolowski through the double block. And Aisha Lee with the dig. Set to the outside. And blocked by Connor. Shayla Connor had the line covered. And the Stars setter at 5-7 gets her first ace block. And Kearney Catholic will grab the first point. And now Connor will go back to serve it away. And Shayla down the middle to Brand. Here's the set. Katie, one-on-one with Sokolowski, takes it around her. The dig is made by Connor. It hit one of the beams, but it's picked up and dumped into the block again by Scheel. Back over by the Stars. Kearney Catholic will be on defense. And Sorhan drives it into the block of Sokolowski. She got it out of there. Long rally going. Set to the outside. Sorhan swing. Blocked but out of bounds. Central Catholic point. Third kill for Aaron Sorhan. First set, 25-22. GICC. Back to serve it away. Will be Sorhan. Picked up Stars. Middle attack Sokolowski, but she's deep. Was a little off balance on the swing. Theron Baum is into the ball game for Kearney Catholic. She starts that second set lately for Coach Connor. 2-1. And Sorhan again to serve. Jump serve. Picked up by Mestel. Connor sets. Outside Theron Baum. She hit the net and it went out of bounds. right near the antenna. And it's 3-1 Crusaders. Central Catholic jumped out to a 5-1 lead in the opening game. It's 3-1 here. And Sorhan goes again. Good jump serve again. Mestel got it to Connor. Short set. Sokolowski blocks. Sokolowski sets it back up. Connor goes back to Soki. And Bailey with the attack. Great dig in the back row that time by Granup. They get it across. Slide to Sokolowski. And this time, Bailey will finish. Second kill for Bailey Sokolowski. 3-2. And in Mackenzie Smith. High atop the Wood River Gymnasium up in the wrestling area, where we can see down on the court. Great view. Mackenzie Smith will serve. 3-2 Crusaders right at Brand. Set. Shield outside. Borovic drives it down and good. Only three players have kills here for Grand Island Central Catholic. And you follow volleyball at all, you know that's very unusual. Brand, Borovic, and Sorhan, the only players with kills. Kearney Catholic has four players. Anderson, Sokolowski, Connor, and Mestel. So maybe as soon as the setter gets one here, we'll be evened up. Mestel blocked up front. Hayes blocked by Haley Benton. Benton gets into the scorebook. 5-2. And Aisha Lee will serve again. So the play continues to improve as the match moves along. Lee takes a long time now. Punches it across to Mestel. Connor sets it right side a little wide. Sokolowski goes with the tip and makes it work. Drops it in front of Sorhan. Third kill for Sokolowski. She rotates out and in to serve Morgan Studi. Studi, the first with the big jump serve, fires it across at Brand, overpassed, up down Anderson. The serve led to the easy point for the Stars, and Megan with her third kill, and Studi with her first point on serve. 5-4. And Studi again. High toss, fires it down the line, clipped the net, and it went up off the chin of Sorhan. The net threw it off, and Sorhan couldn't readjust because it was coming so hot. And that'll be the second ace for Kearney Catholic to tie it up at 5. Studi tries to keep it going here. Crusaders trying to pick it up, but it's into the net. And the ace serve is wiped out by an error, as it so often is. And back to serve Katie Brand for Central Catholic. 6-5. Serve. Deep corner to McCann, who's in. Set Connor outside. Here's Anderson. Drives it down the middle for her fourth kill. Good look for Megan Anderson. Central Catholic a little late getting somebody up there that time. Update from Donovan. Wood River has defeated Hastings St. Cecilia 25-23 in the opening set. For Soski to serve for Kearney Catholic. Not enough at 6. Right side attack is going to be Morovic, and she's going to be wide. Tried to get it over the tall block. And Kearney Catholic back on top, 7-6. That is the one thing that Central Catholic has struggled with this year, taller teams, and Kearney Catholic definitely is one of the tallest teams around. Rosowski serve, Brand tries to dump it into the back corner, something St. Paul was doing effectively. Studi runs it down, rolled over by Mestel. Here's a slide right side, but it's out of bounds off of Grand Island Central Catholic. Brand set it just a little too close to the antenna, and it's 8-6 Stars. That's 10 points on the serve for Prasoski. Kearney Catholic getting the bulk of their points out of this rotation. Down the line, it'll go to Granup. Set middle. Big swing, Morovic. Blocked by Anderson. Picked up by Morovic. One more time, it's Granup. She'll tip it over to Studi. Connor, short set, Anderson. Drives it off the block. Dig in the back row by Brand. Set outside, Morovic. She'll be blocked. And it's going to be picked up. Great dig over there by Central Catholic to get it over. Connor dumps it over as the setter. Brand picks it up with the dig, and it's rolled over Morovic. Long rally again going. Here's Mestel in the middle. Tips it over the double block, and it's returned right back at her for Brand's kill. Brand sent it right back where it came from, and Mestel hadn't even got back to the ground to adjust yet. And Brand has her 7th kill. Back to serve it away now will be Sam Morovic. Trying to try it up here early in game 2. First set wet as this serve is out of bounds. That is the third service error for Central Catholic. First set, Grand Island Central Catholic scored the last 6 points to win it 25-22. Kearney Catholic's up 9-7 here. Now Mestel will serve it away. McKelvey's back into the front row for the Stars. Right at Brand, stays in the back row. They set Katie, and she will get the back row kill. Looks like she can go up and grab the rafters as high up as Brand gets. And back-to-back kills from Katie Brand, and that out of the back row. Benton now will serve it away for Central Catholic. You're listening to Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Wood River, and the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Middle attack, Anderson, dug out by Benton. Outside, Sorhan tips it. It's out of bounds, but in the net, called on Kearney Catholic. That happened a lot to start the match. Kearney Catholic looked like they had the point, and a whistle would go against them. So Benton will get the point. We are tied at 9. She'll serve it over to Prasoski. Back row attack by Mestel. Rolls it into the middle. Dig made by Morvik on the full-out dive, and Sorhan will terminate. Fourth kill for Aaron. And Central Catholic regains the lead. 10-9. Emma Benton looking for her third in a row from the service line. Again, very good crowd on hand for both schools. The serve is an ace as it's off the mark on the pass. And Kearney Catholic will call a timeout. A serve, the second for Emma Benton. In the second set, Grand Island Central Catholics up 11-9. They won the first set 25-22. We'll be right back.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Clearing.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Doug Duda back with you here at Wood River. C14 District Volleyball Championship out of the Kearney Catholic timeout. Serve across. Stars will take it. Anderson. Branch is too tall to let it go over. It's going to be tipped there by Kelsey Scheel. Stars have to trap it down and push it across with Mestel. Pass off the mark there for the Crusaders, and they have to bump it over. Free ball here for the Stars. Connor slide. Anderson right side. Near corner. Good. Megan Anderson with her fifth kill. And that snaps the four-point run of the Crusaders. 11-10, Grand Island Central Catholic, game two. The Crusaders scored the final 6 points of the opening set to win it 25-22. And now Megan Anderson will serve. And into the net it goes, right back over to Central Catholic. Anderson out, Studi the libero in. And back to serve it, Lucky Grata for GICC as we start our second time. Through the rotation of this set, take it right at Studi. That's where they had luck the first time they played, but Studi, as we said, one of those freshmen that has grown up a lot. Middle attack going to be put away. The kill is registered by Kelsey Scheel. That'll be her first kill of the match as the ball comes up here on the stage, but they always have one in reserve, so we'll toss that down. 13-10. And Central Catholic was 6 of the last 7 points. Gradup serve at Studi. Passes to Connor. Slides. Sokolowski right back to the left side, and she'll drive it home. Third kill of the game, fourth of the match for Bailey Sokolowski. And Conley in, Prasoski out. So now you got a lot of the big guns on the floor for the Stars as they are in their number one rotation with Shayla Connor back at the service area. Sometimes Shayla's your number one leadoff server. Sometimes it's Mestel. Overpass can't be put away by Conley. Pass back over. Back and forth we go. The Crusaders have it. Brand sets outside. Sorhan clips the net. Connor up to the outside. It'll be McKelvey. Her power drive into the double block. Central Catholic digs it out of their own net. Aisha Lee will pass it over. Free ball Stars. Slide Sokolowski. Off the block, the dig is made by Moravec. Outside attack. Sorhan rolls it over. Here's the set. Conley gets it to the outside. McKelvey, good swing in the middle, but Lee's waiting. Now a free ball attack by Brand, but there's a dig. Mestel. Great point going. Back to the Crusaders. Dumped over, and Brand's got it. Katie Brand sees where the ball's at, sees where the defense is at when it comes over, and she knows the open area, and that is her ninth kill. That point had a little bit of everything in it, and now Paige Herbert is going to check into the ball game. Coach Chris Connor. Quick little coaching tip here for McKelvey, and she'll be right back in, I would assume. And Sorhan with the serve, and the Stars weren't sure who was going to take it. And it's an ace. 15-11. And Sorhan with her first ace. Benton has a couple for a total of three. 15-11, Central Catholic. Sorhan serve at Mestel. Connor sets outside. Herbert on the attack. It's blocked above the net. Brand pushes it over, but Mestel tracks it down. Connor sets Sokolowski. Digging the back row by Granum. Here's a middle attack that's going to be punched across by Scheel. Stars go quick return, and a lift called on Central Catholic. Sokolowski hit it, and it spun on the net for a while. Came off with a funny angle, and the Crusaders got a bad break on that one. It'll be the fifth kill for Sokolowski. And back to serve, Mackenzie Smith. 15-12. Smith serve into the net. Service error. 16-12. And back to serve for Central Catholic is Lee. Aisha Lee with a four-point lead in the first set. Went to the Crusaders 25-22, trying to go up 2-0 here in the C14 District Final. Service right at Studi. Connor sets outside. Mestel around the single block. It's passed into the rafters. Central Catholic gets it back up front. Dumped across there by Katie Strand. Right back Conley into the corner, but Lee saw it. Went and got it. Set outside. Borvik attack. Blocked, and it falls on the star side. After it was blocked, they couldn't find it. And Borvik with her fourth kill. 17-12, GICC. Lee with the serve. Chris Connor has already used one timeout. Back set, tipped across by Sokolowski. Central Catholic again picking up a lot of balls right now. Their defense looking good. Outside, Mestel attack into the net. A six-point lead by Central Catholic, their largest at any point of this match. And Kearney Catholic will call the timeout. The Stars are 28-1, the one GICC, and the Crusaders are doing it again, up 18-12 in the second set after winning the opener 25-22. We'll be right back.
It's hard to believe, but football and volleyball season are beginning to wind down. And Misco Sports, on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center, wants to get you ready for the postseason by closing out all of their football and volleyball apparel and equipment, now 30% off. Misco's also has Cutter's football gloves at 35% off. And don't forget this month, a great deal on shoes, sandals, basketball shoes, whatever you could put on your feet, up to 50% off. And don't forget the football and volleyball closeout, 30% off all apparel and equipment now at Misco's.
In high school football today, Papillion-La Vista beat Lincoln Southwest 40-24 at last check. Omaha Central was up on Grand Island 10-7. In volleyball action over at Donovan Trumbull, St. Cecilia a 14-11 win, or 14-11 lead over Wood River. Wood River won the first set 25-23. Here it's 18-12, Grand Island Central Catholic second set, and they're up a set. And Mestel will drive it through the block for the kill. Michaela Mestel with her first kill of this game and fifth of the match. And now Studi to go back and serve it away. Morgan had a couple last time she was there, including an ace. And Studi's jump serve into the net. All of a sudden, the Stars can't serve the ball. 19-13. And Katie Brand back to serve it away here for Grand Island Central Catholic with a comfortable six-point lead. And the serve comes across. Set Connor, middle, Mestel, in the net, Central Catholic. That wasn't coming back anyway. Mestel with the kill. And 19-14, your score. Back to serve, Ali Prasoski. Conley checks out. And Lee is out for the Crusaders. 19-14, Crusaders lead. They won the first set 25-22. Prasoski floats it short to Granup. Brand really had to get after it. Got into the air so Granup could get it over. Studi dig, Connor outside, Mestel, it hit the net and kicked out of bounds. We have seen very few tips where the ball would go out, and that wasn't close. I wasn't saying that. It just, usually you see a lot of those, but more errors tonight for both sides. And a serve across Borovic. 20-14 Crusaders. This time Anderson on the left side. She'll drive it over off Borovic. Sorhan almost out to the concession stand, and Central Catholic can't get it over. Just too far to go. So Kearney Catholic picks up the point, and back to serve it will be Michaela Mestel. And before she serves, Paige Herbert is going to check in for McCann. So Herbert, just a freshman, starting to see a little more playing time here in this postseason. Serve into the corner to Borovic. Here's the set, back row, Brand, and right down the middle it goes. There's nobody there. Katie Brand, number 10. And Kearney Catholic hasn't scored a point on their own serve since their eighth point. That's seven serves with nothing to show. And Central Catholic keeps that six-point lead for Emma Benton. Vestal to Connor. Over to Anderson. Her attack is in. Nice adjustment by Megan Anderson, as that was not the most crisp pass or set, and Anderson found a way to get the point there for the Stars. 21-16, Megan Anderson to serve. And Anderson right down the middle. She'll take it across to Sorhan. Over a pass, free ball. Sokolowski can't quite put it away. Good dig there by Crusaderland. And outside the Stars, attack is deep and out of bounds. 22-16. So, again, great defensive play to win that point for Central Catholic. Sokolowski really should have had the kill there. Back to serve it away is Lucky Grata, dumped over by Connor. Passed up to Brand. She'll dump it over. It hit the net, so Herbert got a chance to pick it up. Now in the middle, Sokolowski is blocked, and it's an ace block. Sokolowski just tried to tip it over. That's all she could do, and it was blocked down by Kelsey Scheel. 23-16, Crusaders. Kearney Catholic has used their timeouts. Gratup on the serve at Studi. Connor had to go down to get it. Set across by Sokolowski. Brand sets middle, and it's going to be driven across for the kill. Kelsey Scheel, and it is game point for Grand Island Central Catholic. A point away from going up 2-0. And 16 points, that's as few as Kearney Catholic has scored this year. In the matches against, or the sets against the Crusaders, as the serve is across, picked up Mestel, miscommunication, Mestel punches it over, it's out of bounds, that's the end of the game. 2-0, Grand Island Central Catholic, 25-22, 25-16, and we'll be back with the numbers in 1 minute on Classic Hits.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Roses for You makes it easy to pick just the right gift. The floral arrangements, the cards, balloons for any occasion. Roses for You is your party shop, too. From chocolate fountains to nacho cheese fountains to margarita fountains. Tables, chairs, decorations for your party, or even your next convention that the boss puts you in charge of. Ask about weddings by Roses for You. Stop in at Roses for You, not just a florist, but a solution. Roses for You, open daily at 937 South Locust or 24/7 at rosesforyou.com.
Let's take a look at the numbers from game two. First of all, for Kearney Catholic, Michaela Mastel had two kills. Morgan Studi, two service points. One was an ace. Shayla Connor had an ace block. Bailey Sokolowski, four kills. Megan Anderson, four kills. Allie Prasoski, three service points. 10 kills, one ace block, one ace serve for the Stars. For Grand Island Central Catholic, Katie Brand had four kills. Sam Borovic, two kills. Aaron Sorhan, three service points. One was an ace, two kills. Haley Benton had an ace block. Kelsey Scheel had an ace block and two kills. Lucky Granup, four service points. Emma Benton, three service points. One was an ace. And Aisha Lee had three service points. Once again, Grand Island Central Catholic, 10 kills, two ace blocks, and two ace serves. So the stats are not staggering. Neither team has went out and got 15, 16 kills in a game. 18 total for Kearney Catholic, 20 for GICC. A lot of the long points have ended with errors, but Central Catholic will take it. They're up 25-22, 25-16, 2-0 in the C14 District Volleyball Final. And we'll be back with set number three after this on Classic Hits.
You like choices, you like variety, you like quality, and you love to save money. So choose the freshest meat, seafood, and produce at Super Saver. You also have holiday baking on your mind. The biggest varieties at prices that keep your food budget happy. Choose variety, choose quality, choose fresh, and choose to save at Super Saver. Second in Broadwell and Grand Island. Be sure to check out the latest specials for your holiday baking and dinner plans in the weekly newspaper inserts. Or online, anytime, at super-saver.com. Super Saver, we sell for less.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does it best.
Doug Duda here at Wood River. Want to say thanks to Nate and Stacy back at the studio for all of their help. Let's take a look at some of the football scores that we have for you. Early second quarter, Aurora 7, Crete 6. After 1, McCook 7, Adams Central nothing. Omaha Central leads Grand Island 14-10. Early second, Gretna 10 and Ralston 7. Papillion La Vista beat Lincoln Southwest 40-34. Wood River beat St. Cecilia in the first set over at Donovan. St. Cecilia leading in the second set. Kearney Catholic serves to start game three. And we're underway on the Sorhan attack. Stars will get it outside. McKelvey, wide open corner, will bury it. And Kearney Catholic will have the first point here of the third set. So it's gut check time for the Stars. They thought they were prepared to finally beat GICC tonight, but the Crusaders have played very solid, especially defensively. Overpass here, though, and Conley will drive it home for her first kill. And the Stars are up 2-0. And that is the largest lead since it was 22-19. Outside attack here on the serve. Picked up, blocked by the Stars. Over it goes. Kearney Catholic goes to Sokolowski. She'll terminate. Bailey Sokolowski will get her sixth kill. And Shayla Connor gets the Stars off to a 3-0 lead from the service line. Serves it across again. Middle attack around the block, and it is on the line for Kelsey Shield. Hastings St. Cecilia has taken the second set from Wood River 25-21, so they're even at a game apiece. Lucky Gradup now to serve it away for GICC. Serve at Studi, and it's deep and out of bounds. A rare service error. Don't forget that we've got high school football Tuesday, a doubleheader here on Classic Hits. Kearney Catholic will host Crofton at 3, pregame at 2:30. Minden will host Gothenburg at 6, pregame at 5:30. Plus, we will have the Kennesaw Garden County game at 5 on ESPN 1460 and 1550 as Mackenzie Smith is in to serve. Middle attack by Brand, but she went wide. Out of bounds it goes. 5-1, Kearney Catholic. That is their largest lead at any point so far in this district championship. Remember, the Crusaders scored the final 6 points of the opening set to turn it around and win it 25-22, then roll in game two. Here's another block by Conley. They're starting to shore some things up. That time Kelsey Shield was blocked, and that'll be the fifth ace block by Kearney Catholic, and we're going to see a timeout early by GICC. Kearney Catholic down 2-0, but they have jumped out to a 6-1 lead here in the third set. We'll be right back.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Hard work, determination, and dependability. That's what it takes to become a champion in sports, and it's the same with business. Tom Dinsdale Automotive works hard to earn your trust, your business, and your recommendations to others. Proud to support all of our area athletes, congratulations from Tom Dinsdale Chevrolet, Cadillac, BMW, GMC, and Hyundai of Grand Island. At the corner of Stolly and Webb in Grand Island, and you can browse their inventory 24/7 online at DinsdaleAuto.com.
Out of the Crusader timeout, they'll get the ball back on a Messel error, so it's 6-2 Kearney Catholic, and Sorhan now with the jump serve here for the Crusaders. They'll get it to Sokolowski, open front corner. She'll tip it down and get the kill. Brand has done that a few times, and now the Stars are figuring out. Sokolowski with the tip kill, her seventh. 7-2 Kearney Catholic here in the third set, but the first two sets went to GICC. Here's the serve by Studi. Ties up Sorehand, but makes a decent pass that they can get it to Brand. She'll dump it over. Connor, short set, Anderson. She'll drive it strong. Up just enough by Sorehand, and it's off the rafters, and they can't get it back. Anderson's seventh kill. Kearney Catholic 8, GICC 2. Studi on the serve. Morgan with one ace tonight off that jump serve. This time, near side attack, or near side serve to Sorehand. Right side attack. Going to be blocked by Anderson. The Stars blocking game is coming alive. That is the third ace block by Megan Anderson. And it's now 9-2, Kearney Catholic. Studi to serve. See what the Crusaders can do to turn it around. They always do. Serve at Brand. From the 10-foot line, ground up will get it up to Brand. Drives it over to Connor, who makes the dig. Up for Mestel. All she can do is set it across. Good pass there. Morvick gets it middle. Blocked up front, Anderson. Brand blocked up front, Anderson again. And down to the floor it goes. Katie Brand off the first block. Tried to take it right back at her, and Anderson was still there. 10-2, Kearney Catholic, and Coach Zavala has already used the timeout. Jump serve, Studi. This time she goes to the left wing. Picked up Morvick. Great pass that time. Here's Brand in the middle around the block. Down and good for Katie Brand. Stars were in the net, too, but doesn't matter. Point there for GICC. 10-3, though, the lead for Kearney Catholic. So a little bit of a hill to climb here for the Crusaders. 28-3, two losses to Columbus Scotus and to Class B Elkhorn South. 28-1, Stars only lost to these Crusaders. Connor, middle, Mestel, partially blocked up front by Benton. It'll be set to the outside for Morvick. She hit it off the net and Conley, and it pops up for a kill for the Stars. First, I thought it was not blocked by Conley, but they let him play on, and Anderson will terminate. So Megan Anderson with a great start here for her to the third set. Allie Prasoski in to serve, four back on serve receive for the Crusaders, although they're really kind of trying to hide Shield over here. Set to the middle, Brand has to adjust, and she drives it at one of the freshmen and gets the kill. Katie Brand knows who's out there and where they're at and where she wants to go. 11-4. Brand serve. Over to Prasoski. Connor sets to the outside. Anderson, the block was late getting there, and it's down and good. You could tell GICC's defense was going, uh-oh, when that ball looked like it was going to be set right on the left wing, and instead it was passed all the way to the other side. And it's 12-4 with Mestel to serve. Mestel, line shot across to Granup. Back set too wide, but a good save by Morvick. Stars can't get it back. Wow, Sam Morvick did everything to stay out of the net and out of the antenna to get that one. And that'll be her fifth kill. And now she'll rotate back to serve it away. GICC is up two games to none, but Kearney Catholic leads 12-5 in the third. Morvick served down the middle of Prasoski. Short set Anderson. They have to go quick. Great dig out by Brand. High pass to the left wing, Sorehand. Connor got a hand on it, but nobody else can do anything after the block. Erin Sorehand with her fifth kill. And the first point that GICC has scored on their serve here in this set. Morvick to serve. 12-6 Stars, and it's into the net. So that didn't last long for GICC. 13-6. Studi is out, so Golowski's back in. And Megan Anderson's turn to serve to wrap up the first service rotation here for the Stars. Anderson wide, and it stayed in. It stayed in the back corner. Soran thought it was like I did, going to keep breaking, and it just stopped. And an ace serve there for Megan Anderson. That'll be her first ace. Stars back up by 8. Anderson, this time down the middle, no fancy tricks there. Outside attack, Sorehand, big swing, overpass there, Prasoski. Central Catholic back set, Sorehand, wide open, there's no block there. Stars somehow, Anderson, run down by Mestel, and it's passed across. Short set middle, attack blocked by Sokolowski, no, just into the net. Four hits called. That one looked like it was blocked, but they say no. And the point belongs to Kearney Catholic. Great hustle by Mestel. All the way back to the wall just to keep that ball and that rally going. Prasoski, Anderson with the serve. Floats that across. Outside attack. It'll be dug out again by the Stars. Overpass right at Brand. They'll set it to Sorhan. Left side. She goes around the block. Dig made by Mestel. Dumped over Sokolowski. Blocked back at her by Benton. Stars on the offense. Mestel from the back row is deep. Point GICC. And here comes Emma Benton in to serve it away. GICC scored the final 6 points of the opening set, won it 25-22. Easier win in the second set, 25-16. But Kearney Catholic's up 15-7 here in the third and make it 16-7 on a Sokolowski termination. 16-7 over at Donovan Trumbull. Wood River and St. Cecilia are even after two games. 25-23 Wood River in the first, 25-21 St. Cecilia in the second. Shayla Connor now to serve. Here's the set to the outside. Sorhan over the double block. Studi made the dig. It's passed back over at Sorhan. Set into the corner that time by Gratup. The Stars pick it up. Conley tips it over the double block, and Morovic with the dig. Set outside Sorhan. Drives it into the middle, and it's dug out there by Mestel. Now McKelvey blocked up front that time by Scheel, and into the rafters it goes for a point. Kelsey Scheel with the ace block makes it 16-8. And Craddock will go back and serve it away. At Studi, Connor, short set, Sokolowski blocked. Blocked by Katie Brand. Back-to-back ace blocks for the Crusaders, 16-9. And even a mini run gets the Kearney Catholic coaching staff a little nervous, you'd have to think. As it comes down the sideline, at Sokolowski, Connor sets it right side for McKelvey. Blocked up there. Kind of a half block by Scheel. Sorhan, swing, is dug out by Studi. Sokolowski runs it down. Has to be set over by Conley, and it drops. Great job by Ellie Conley. As she didn't set it deep, she set it short, and there was nobody there to pick it up for the Crusaders. Just the second kill for Conley, both in this game. 17-9, Stars, and Mackenzie Smith is back in to serve it away here for Kearney Catholic, and she's deep. Service error gives it right back over to the Crusaders. Couple errors there for Smith. So, again, you can kind of tell some of the young gals, the freshman, the sophomore, still some nerves out here. First time on the really big stage. As the jump served by Sorhan, dug out by Studi. Good pass, right side attack. White there for Sokolowski to terminate. Studi really did a good job to handle that great serve by Sorhan. And Sokolowski, 4 kills in this game, 9 of the match. And the Stars not allowing Central Catholic to do anything on their serve like they had been doing in the first 2 games. Now Studi with a jump serve for Kearney Catholic. At Sorhan, stays right in the middle there. Set Grad up from the 10-foot line. It's going to be off the net and across by Brand. Dug out Studi. Back row attack by McCann is deep and out of bounds. 18-11. Aisha Lee to serve. Back into the front row will be Haley Benton. And Lee in the right-hand corner of the service area, trying to get the Crusaders back in it. Hits it right down the line to McCann. Keeping it out of the net is Connor. Rolled over there by Anderson. Free ball. Brand sets outside. Morvick blocked by Conley. Ace block. One-on-one right on the left wing. Ellie Conley with her second ace block. And again, Central Catholic has only scored 2 points off of their serve here in the third set. Allie Prasoski now to serve it away. She is by far the leading point getter for the Stars from the service line and just floats it over to the 10-foot line of Morvick. Set Brand in the middle. Off the block of Connor. They pick it up. Shayla sets to the outside. Mestel terminates. Stars are moving the ball a lot better than they were. Just so many different things happening that have turned the momentum of the match, and a timeout will be called here by GICC. So rarely are the Crusaders down by 9, but they are here. Grand Island Central Catholic is up 2 games to none, but Kearney Catholic leading in the third, 20-11 on Classic Hits.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Just down the road at Donovan Trumbull, St. Cecilia and Wood River are even at a game apiece, and St. Cecilia leads in the third, 16-12. When we get another moment here, we'll try and update you on the football scores around the area here on KKPR. Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island. As Prasoski will serve for the Stars. Brand, left side, will drive it around the double block. McCann with a good dig. Set outside, Mestel. She's blocked up front by Brand. Dig McCann, dumped over by Connor. Sore hands ready. Brand sets outside, Moravec. Over the double block, Mestel has it. Connor sets, back to Michaela Mestel. Blocked by Brand, point Crusaders. Ace block number two of this set for Katie Brand. And she'll go back to serve. It is 20-12, Kearney Catholic. But Central Catholic is up. They are up 2-0. Columbus SCOTUS has won in 3 quick sets over Milford. So that means Minden is their second wild card. Or first, the loser of this is second. Set to the outside. Here's Anderson. Megan with the kill for Kearney Catholic. Megan, who started with an incredible run here in the Stars' first 10 points of the game, now has her 10th kill to go with 4 ace blocks. And she has an ace serve as well. Now Mestel to serve for Kearney Catholic. 21-12. Looks like we're headed to a fourth set as the serve comes across. Picked up there, Gradup. Set outside to Lucky. Off the block of Anderson, and that falls on the star side. Lucky Gradup. That is her first kill of the match. Fifth Crusader to pick up a point that way. 21-13. And Sam Moravec, who served out that first set, now back at the line. So maybe some hope for the Crusaders and they can get another run going. They get it to Anderson. She tips it. It hit the net, and that careened it away from the block, and it's down and in. Megan Anderson with her 11th kill, 22-13. And the Stars, we've mentioned it numerous times, not letting Central Catholic get anything going with their serve. No runs like they've had the first two games. Anderson serves it across. It's at Sorehand. They set it back to Aaron. It's through the double block, and it is good. Sixth kill for Aaron Sorehand. A lot of side outs here the last 5 rotations. And back in to serve it away, Emma Benton for GICC. State volleyball next Thursday, 1 week from tonight. Both these teams will be at Hastings College. And an ace serve for Emma Benton. That's her third ace, 22-15. Crusaders are out of timeouts just in case Kearney Catholic still has both. Benton again. This time it's handled by Prasoski. Connor, short set. Sokolowski, block was late. Didn't matter. It is out of bounds. Deep. Attack error. 22-16. Now both crowds again starting to make some noise. As the serve is down the middle of Mestel. Plays it deep center. To the outside, McKelvey. And she hit it off the antenna. It is out of bounds. Point, GICC. And Kearney Catholic is going to call a timeout. So GICC with 4 in a row. It's Kearney Catholic 22, GICC 17 in the third. Crusaders are up 2 to none. We'll be right back.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punch, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You find their lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal. At the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
So we've got some football to tell you about. It is Central 14, Grand Island 10, late second. And at half, Aurora leads Crete 7-6. McCook and Adams Central tied at 7 in the second quarter. 22-17, Kearney Catholic out of their timeout. Still serving is Emma Benton. Stars go outside. McKelvey, big swing, termination, Stars. McKelvey, who's kind of struggled a little bit with her attacking the last two matches, gets a confidence booster there. That's her first kill of the match. 23-17, Kearney Catholic. Stars are 2 away from sending this to a fourth set. Shayla Connor with the serve. At Brand in the middle. The attack is going to be deep that time by Shield. They look for the tip. There is none. And it is game point. Kearney Catholic. 24-17. They have not went to Brand as much this game for GICC. Set Sorehand outside. Off the block. It's dug out by Connor. Dumped over by Conley. Central Catholic short set middle, tipped over by Scheel. Stars set, Sokolowski middle. She drives it down, and Kearney Catholic wins game number 3, 25-17. So the Crusaders still ahead, 2-1 now. We'll head to a fourth set, but first we'll look at the statistics of game 3 after this 1-minute break on Classic Hits and FlatRiverPreps.com.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
ProTeam Design is the name you need to know for quality screen printing and embroidery, plus experienced and friendly service. No matter what the sport, special occasion, or business need, the staff at ProTeam Design can help you by providing unique and creative designs, your favorite brands like Adidas, Mizuno, Nike, and Wilson, and our specialty on-time order delivery. No job is too big or too small, so call us today for a free price quote. ProTeam Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Let's take a look at the numbers I had from set number three. First of all, for GICC, Katie Brand had two ace blocks and two kills. Sam Borvik had a service point and a kill. Aaron Sorhan had two kills. Slide down to Kelsey Scheel, an ace block and a kill. Lucky Cranup, a service point and a kill. Emma Benton, three service points. One was an ace. Seven kills, three ace blocks, and one ace serve for GICC. For Kearney Catholic, Michaela Messel had just one kill in that game. Morgan Studi, three service points. Shayla Connor, four service points. Bailey Sokolowski, five kills. Ellie Conley had a good set. Two ace blocks and two kills. Big set for Megan Anderson. Two service points. One was an ace. She had two ace blocks and five kills. And Mackenzie Smith, two service points. 13 kills, four ace blocks, and one ace serve. And Kearney Catholic wins it 25-17. GICC won the first two sets, 25-22, 25-16. So we're headed to a fourth set between the number two and three teams of the state of the C14 District Volleyball Championship from Wood River. We'll be right back on Classic Hits.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to all the South Central Nebraska area teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to each of the student-athletes from your home team, the Bank of Donovan, with full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And welcome back to High School Volleyball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Grand Island Central Catholic will serve to start game number four. Up 2-1. Stars will go to Sokolowski, and she'll get the kill. Kearney Catholic has scored first in all four sets, but in the first set, they were called for being over the net, reaching over the net, and so that went to GICC, and they actually got the first point in the first set. Now Shayla Connor serves a short one. It's down for the ace. Sorhan tried to get her hand underneath it, but it wouldn't pick it up, and Connor with the ace serve. That'll be her first ace. And it's 2-0. Connor Sir at Sorhan. That's handled easily. Right up sets. Middle. Brand. Termination. I expect that we will see a heavy dose of Katie Brand here in game number four. Central Catholic doesn't want to mess around again. What it all means, Central Catholic wins. They are not in the same half as SCOTUS at state. That's what it means kind of for both, to avoid what will happen. If they do win, it's mostly them and Kearney Catholic on the same half. Could meet in the semis. Outside attack. More of it. Good dig by Studi, but it goes right above the net for an easy kill. Katie Brand. And that will be her 14th kill. Match high 14th for Brand, and we are tied at 2. And Sorhan again on the serve. Good jump serve. Mestel has it. Set to the outside. Conley. Conley takes it over for the kill. Third kill for Ellie Conley. Katie Brand has 14 kills for the Crusaders, 6 for Sorhan, 5 for Moravec. For Kearney Catholic, 11 for Megan Anderson, 10 for Sokolowski, 7 for Mestel. And Jamie McCann is going to serve now. After Smith missed a couple in a row, she misses this one, and Grand Island Central Catholic bail at the very last second. So the Stars have had a little opening there in that spot of the service rotation. 3-3, and Aisha Lee to serve for the Crusaders. At Studi, Connor sits outside Mestel. She's blocked up front, and the Stars somehow pick it up, but they're going to call four hits. Give the block to Haley Benton, and the Stars with four hits. Second block, ace block for Benton. Crusaders grab the first lead for them here early in the fourth set, 4-3. And Lee with the serve. Line shot at Mestel. Connor runs it down. Right side attack. Not a lot on it from Sokolowski. Dumped over by Brand, and it's good. Boy, she just kind of threw that back over her head. Katie Brand with her 15th kill. 5-3 Central Catholic. And remember, Kearney Catholic got out to a big lead early in the third set, so there wasn't much pressure. Right now, Central Catholic has the lead, and the attack by Sokolowski fans the back right-hand corner. That'll be her 11th. And it's 5-4 Central Catholic. Studi to serve. The big guns for both teams as far as attacks have really looked good in the match tonight. As the serve by Studi is a fireball over to Sorhan, set middle Brand, one-on-one. Connor makes a good dig, popped up to the back row. McCann will try and punch it over, and does. Moravec with the attack, rolls it over, and Mestel can't handle it. Moravec will get credit for the kill. McCann was waiting for it, and Mestel flung at it and lost the control, 6-4. Now Brand will go back and serve it away. Picked up by Mestel. Connor, short set to Michaela in the middle, past the single block for her eighth kill. But four of those eight were in the opening set, so GICC has done a good job of keeping Mestel out of the rotation and being more powerful when she is in the front row. Prasoski now will serve it away. 6-5 Crusaders. At Moravec, Brand short set middle, blocked up there by Anderson, and it is going to be set up for Moravec to the back row. Driven across by Sorhan, a couple of one-arm ups to keep it alive for the Stars. Brand, short set. Again, they'll come, and this time it's down for Haley Benton. That is her first kill of the match. She was blocked on the first attempt, but that time she got it around the single block of Anderson, and Moravec to serve it away here. GICC up 2-1, and 7-5 in the fourth. Connor, set middle. Here's Mestel around the block again for kill number 9. Side out, and Mestel will go back and serve it away. St. Cecilia has won 25-22 to take a 2-1 lead over Wood River, and Mestel with a service error trying to paint the sideline just missed. In fact, she had to peek around the corner to see if it was in or not. So St. Cecilia up 2-1. Both teams have a chance at a wild card over there. But nothing is for sure. Back row attack Studi. She's going to be blocked up front, but it falls on the Crusader sideline. The libero Studi from the back row gets the kill. Side out. GICC will give it over to Kearney Catholic's Megan Anderson. 8-7. And the serve by Anderson down the middle. Picked up there by Brand. Set to the outside. Sorhan. It clips off the net and rolls down and good. And that's number 7 for Aaron. So GICC keeping that lead between 1 and 2 points. Nobody's went on a long run yet here in the fourth set. Every game, the winner has went on a pretty long run. It hasn't just been back and forth. Right side attack, Sokolowski on the slide, had to tip it over the double block. Free ball, and it's going to be last touched by the Crusaders. Sokolowski will get credit for her 12th kill. And back to serve Shayla Connor. We made it through the first rotation of servers with very few points. 9-8. Connor serves it across. Just picked up by the Crusaders. Up middle, Brand. Brand, nobody there, gets the kill. Katie Brand with number 16. And she's got a lot more in her. At least a couple of more matches, and they hope way more than that before it's off to K-State. Back row, Sorhan. Up serve, ace. Kearney Catholic was way off the back line. And when you do that, you think, wow, it's got to be out. But it was well in, and they'll back up a little bit. Sorhan with her second service ace, 11-8 Crusaders. Sorhan serve at Mestel. Here's the set middle. Here's the attack blocked up front by the Crusaders. Ace blocked by Kelsey Scheel, and it's now a 12-8 lead for GICC. And Coach Chris Connor will use the timeout. So Grand Island Central Catholic is up 2-1 and now a 12-8 lead in the fourth. You're listening to the C14 District Volleyball Championship on Classic Hits.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
Out of the Kearney Catholic timeout, Sorhan serves the Stars, get into their offense, slide Sokolowski, and another kill. Bailey with her 13th kill. It's 12-9. GICC, Mackenzie Smith comes in to serve. At halftime, Omaha Central leads Grand Island 21-10 in the Class A quarterfinals. At half, Aurora leads Crete 7-6, and McCook leads Adams Central 10-7 at half. Serve across Smith, outside attack Morvick. Off the block, dug out by Connor, play at the net, in the net, going to be called on Kearney Catholic. Conley trying to punch the ball over, and it's 13-9 GICC. Aisha Lee to serve it away. Again, takes a little extra time. And short toss, punches it over to McCann. Overpass, free ball, couple of tips, and it's going to be a Grand Island Central Catholic kill. Morvick with the kill. It is 14-9 GICC. And they're up 2-1. Columbus Scotus a winner. Ogallala a winner. Both in straight sets tonight. And St. Cecilia's up on Wood River 2-1. Here's Sokolowski setting outside. Mestel from the 10-foot line. Brand got a hand on it. Brand dumps it back over. McCann with the dig. Has to be passed across by Connor. Free ball here. Dumped over by Brand. That time McCann's ready. Set right side. Here's the attack, Conley. Dig by Gradup. Set for Morvick. She'll drive it over. What a quick play. Free ball, Brand termination. Way too many balls just setting above the net for Grand Island Central Catholic. And they're going to mash them down every time. The Crusaders have scored 6 of the last 7 points. And here's that run we've been talking about. It is 15-9. And one of the Stars' captains, Michaela Mestel, is talking to the up official, Dave Irwin, about the way that the setter is handling the ball here for the Crusaders, trying to get him to look at something, kind of like in football, saying, hey, watch for the hold. 15-9, though, as Aisha Lee serves. And across it comes to McCann, so Kolaski has to go set it. In the middle, it's rolled across by Conley. The Stars haven't got a good swing on a volleyball for a long time, and Brand punches it off the net, and it pops over. Katie Brand, number 18, and 6 in this set. And Theron Baum's going to check into the ball game now. Lee to serve again. And GICC has almost built a big enough cushion that the Stars won't be able to come back. Set to Mestel. Double clutches blocked up front there by Benton. Again, Mestel. She is blocked, but it goes out of bounds and a Kearney Catholic point. Number 10 for Michaela Mestel. And as Kearney Catholic wouldn't let GICC score on their serve in the third set, GICC not letting the Stars score on their serve here in the fourth. Morgan Studi jump serve into the net. Feast or famine right now for the Stars service game. And Katie Brand will serve it up now for the Crusaders. Brand floats it in the middle to Mestel. Connor sets it back to Michaela, and she'll drop it down for the kill. Number 11 for Michaela Mestel. Whenever the match ends, the Misco Sports postgame show will have all the final stats for you and talk to both coaches as they get ready to head to state. That is the good thing for both teams. No matter what happens here tonight, they will be going to state. Allie Prosowski with the serve. Brand, high set, middle attack, down and good for Morvick. 18-11, Grand Island Central Catholic. You're listening to the C14 District Volleyball Championship on Classic Hits 98.9. Doug Duda with you here from Wood River. Serve over to Prasoski. Connor sets it up for Mestel. Hits the net. Won't go over. Attack air. 19-11. And Kearney Catholic's going to use their final timeout. It is going the way of the Crusaders, and that's what state champions do. They're not ready to give up that crown. They're 6 points away from a district championship. We'll be right back.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
If your student is interested in learning to play an instrument for school band or orchestra, Ron's Music has a rent-to-own plan that's perfect for the budding musician. Check out Ron's Music in Grand Island for details. Online at ronsmusic.com. Need supplies, strings, sheet music, music lessons, new instruments, or repairs, Ron's Music in Grand Island has been taking care of budding musicians as well as professionals for decades. Ron's Music on West Capitol Avenue north of the malls and online, ronsmusic.com.
Out of the timeout, a service error for Moravec. And it'll be Kearney Catholic ball, but it's 19-12. Hastings St. Cecilia, or excuse me, Grand Island Central Catholic. And the outside attack by Soran, blocked Anderson. Ball comes above the net. Soran swings. Brand got a hand on it, so they'll keep it alive. And then it's set over and just out by Katie Brand. She tried to find the corner where there wasn't much room. And the Stars will pick up the point. 19-13, Mestel on the serve. Little mini jump serve to Brand. Gets it to Granup. Close to the net. It's going to be tipped over there by Sorhan. Short set for Anderson. Blocked up there by Benton. Still Kearney Catholic back row. And a miss hit by the Stars. Mestel attack error. And it's 20-13, GICC. In to serve Emma Benton. She's already had three ace serves tonight for the Crusaders. Trying to finish it off with yet another district championship. Serve down the middle of the Stars. Prasoski outside. McKelvey tips it over. Brand's right there waiting for it. Middle attack termination by Kelsey Scheel. 21-13 GICC. They're 4 points away from not being on the same side as SCOTUS. Serve is across. Stars have it right side. Anderson drives it off the double block. Dig is made. Brand runs it down. Overpass. And McKelvey dumps it across for a Kearney Catholic point. That is the second kill for McKelvey. And Megan Anderson will go back and serve it away. 21-14. Hit the net and will not go over. Serving in the third and fourth sets. Outstanding for one team, and then it just turned completely around for both teams here in the fourth. The Stars with four service errors. Service across to Mestel, dumped over Connor. It's blocked and then hit out of bounds by Scheel. She tried to tip it quickly off the block and tipped it wide. 22-15, Shayla Connor up there to serve. This is the number one rotation tonight for the Stars, and if they're going to make the big-time comeback, it'll have to be right here on the Connor serve. Let's see if the Crusaders get it right off the line. Out to Sorhan. No, it's going to be Scheel instead. Rolls it over. Middle attack. Here's Sokolowski. Dig is made by Sorhan. At the net, a couple of punches. Stars keep it up with Studi, and nobody can find it. Point Crusaders. Katie Brand with the kill. Number 19. 23-15. And back to serve, Sorhan. The jump serve, though, goes into the net. A rare service error, just a couple of them here for GICC. The Crusaders are up 2-1 and 23-16. St. Cecilia's up 2 on Wood River to 1 and 14-10 for the Eagles in the fourth. Now Mackenzie Smith comes in to serve for Kearney Catholic. Serve is down the middle to Sorhan. They'll pop it to the outside. Moravec drives it over. Off Mestel. Good save by Smith. It's passed back over. Free ball here for the Crusaders. Brand sets it outside. Moravec attack. Blocked by Sokolowski, the ace block. Second ace block by Bailey Sokolowski. And Smith to serve it away again. McKenzie right from the middle portion of the service area. And she'll fire it down the middle at Brand. Punched at it. They'll set it back to Katie. Attack through the double block. Picked up by Connor. Free ball. Brand another swing. Can't get it over. Stars return. Still a free ball. Brand short set middle. Tipped across there by Scheel. Now the Stars get a swing. Messel on the left wing. Drives it across Morvick. Brand set. Again in the middle. Scheel. Out of bounds. Was it tipped? No. Point Kearney Catholic. And a timeout. GICC. Still a comfortable lead for the Crusaders, but Kearney Catholic has creeped a little bit closer. The Stars have the serve, but the Crusaders have the lead. 2-1 and 23-18 here in the fourth. We'll be right back.
The most recommended by far, Eustis Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustis Body Shop. That's who we are.
Well, Coach Sharon Zavala knows she doesn't want the Stars to get anything going here, because if they would make the miracle comeback, they'd have all the momentum going into the fifth. 23-18, GICC in the fourth, 2 points away from a district championship, but Mackenzie Smith still at the service line here for Kearney Catholic. Out of the timeout, Smith, service error. Match point for GICC for yet another win over the Stars and another district championship. And Aisha Lee to serve at 24-18. And Lee serve down the middle at Studi. Connor sets right side. Sokolowski deep, out of bounds, and Grand Island Central Catholic has won another district championship and once again defeat Kearney Catholic in four sets. 25-22, 25-16, 17-25, and 25-18. The Stars, who are ranked number one after Central Catholic got beat out, have not been able to keep that spot, and Columbus Scotus looks like your odds-on favorite in C1 to play the winner of this match in the state semifinal match and on to the championship. As long as there is no upset, these two teams should face off again at the Heartland Events Center next Friday in the semifinals. We'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this on Classic Hits.
You know Island Supply Welding for their wide selection of the biggest names in welding equipment. From complete systems to supplies to keep you working effectively and safely, Island Supply Welding makes it easy. Stop in at Island Supply Welding in Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus. And be sure to check them out online for product information, reference charts, and current specials. IslandSupplyWelding.com, your round-the-clock authority. When you need it now, you need Island Supply Welding in Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
It's time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. Open Monday through Saturday for your shopping convenience. Whether you're a Kearney Catholic or Kearney High fan, a Husker or a Loper fan, they've got the sweatshirts, t-shirts, hats, and more to show your spirit at Misco's on the breaks in the downtown Kearney Center. Well, tonight, Grand Island Central Catholic does it again to Kearney Catholic and goes into the state tournament, as they do just about every year, on a winning note, winning it in four sets here this evening. We'll get a chance on the Misco Sports postgame show to talk to both of the coaches, Chris Connor of Kearney Catholic and Sharon Zavala of Grand Island Central Catholic, after the chat and the photos. And I think Sharon is actually headed up this moment. Let's take a look at the numbers here in game number four as she makes her way up. For Kearney Catholic, Michaela Mestel, one service point, four kills. Haley McKelvey had one kill. Shayla Connor had an ace serve. Bailey Sokolowski, an ace block and three kills. Ellie Connolly had a kill. Megan Anderson, nothing in that game. 2 points on the serve for Mackenzie Smith. 10 kills, one ace block, and one ace serve in that set for Kearney Catholic. For Grand Island Central Catholic, we'll take a look at their numbers here from the fourth set. And for the Crusaders, I had Katie Brand with seven service points for, had seven kills for Katie Brand in that game. Sam Morvick had three kills. Aaron Sorhan, three service points and an ace plus a kill. Haley Benton had an ace block and a kill. Kelsey Scheel had an ace block and a kill. And then six service points in the final set for Aisha Lee. 13 kills, two ace blocks, one ace serve as the Crusaders win the fourth set 25-18 to advance on to the state tournament as district champs. And Coach Sharon Zavala joins us here on the Bisco Sports Postgame Show. Coach, this thing had a little bit of everything. It had some great play. It had some not great play. It had some service in the third and fourth game, I thought, was maybe the biggest standout. Kearney Catholic got back in it with strong serves in the third, and then you served better in the fourth, and they didn't. How did you see the match?
That's exactly what I told the kids. When we went into that, after that third set, I said, they're serving aggressive, and we're not. And I said, we're making things so easy for them, which we were, because we're not going to win all those battles at the net. We're just not going to. So we really got to get them on their heels off the serve.
You did have some ace blocks, though, tonight against a much taller team.
Yeah, they usually do a pretty good job blocking, but I'm talking about those quick plays at the net where they're going to outreach us, and you know, they got height and athleticism galore. So I thought it was typical of a high-pressure match. You saw some maybe uncharacteristic mistakes on both teams, but those kids are feeling a lot of pressure.
Your girls seem to make a few more defensive plays than Kearney Catholic did. What can you attribute that to? More digs, more balls that they just kept up to keep points going.
Well, we knew we had to play good defense against a team like that. And you know what? We're a smaller team. We probably get to the floor a little faster than they do. I mean, you got some big, tall girls there. So, I'm really proud of my girls. You know, if you'd have told me last year after state tournament we would be district champs this year, I'm not sure I would have quite believed that.
Well, when you guys get to state, you don't go home on the first day or the second day. I think it's 6 years in a row in the finals. And talk about the psyche of the coach speak is it doesn't matter who we play. The psyche is Kearney Catholic can't beat you. Minden can't beat Kearney Catholic. And this year you can't beat SCOTUS. So you stay away from SCOTUS until a potential finals matchup. Talk about the motivation that provided.
Well, it did. We knew that if we lost this game, we'd probably get the fourth seed, and we'd probably play Ogallala first round. As it is, unless something's wrong with my math or some team goes up or down a division, it looks like we would be the third seed, and we'll see somebody, I don't know, I'm guessing Concordia, but I don't know for sure.
And finally, the first set, you had the lead all the way till virtually the end. Kearney Catholic gets their first lead. It's 22-19. And then Sam comes out and goes to the service line, and you guys get six in a row and kind of, oh, here we go again. I'm sure that's what Chris is going to say, is that we let that first set get away. Talk about how big that was to come back and win set one.
Well, you know, really in volleyball, if you could get those point burst, I mean, otherwise, things are fairly even. Both teams could side out very easily. So anytime you got three points max out of a server, you felt like you were doing something.
Well, another great season, Sharon. We'll let you get down there. I know there's pictures to take and other interviews to do. We'll see you next week in Grand Island.
Thank you.
That's Sharon Zavala, head coach of the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders. Of course, the first matches will actually be at Hastings College, and it looks like we'll have Central Catholic, Kearney Catholic, and Minden with three of those first four-round first matchups in the first round. We'll come back and talk with Chris Connor right after this on the Bisco Sports postgame show.
How would you like to increase your profits and be able to put more money back into your business? Douglas Bookkeeping's remote computer access has virtually eliminated the need for your in-house bookkeeper. Their services can help you save money by lowering payroll taxes while also reducing your company's health insurance costs and turnover. Their QuickBooks Pro advisors handle everything from running your payroll to preparing your corporate tax return. Douglas Bookkeeping Service, the professional family business for over 40 years, downtown Grand Island, and online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
Columbus SCOTUS and Ogallala were both winners in straight sets tonight, and after winning the first set, Wood River falls to Hastings St. Cecilia in four sets tonight. Wood River won the first set 25-23, then St. Cecilia wins it 25-21, 22, and 18. So now Wood River has to hope that they can stay in there for a wild card in Class C2. They were fifth in points. St. Cecilia was second in points, so they were okay to get in, but they win the district, and Wood River now has to hope that they can garner one of the wild cards. Coach Chris Connor of the Kearney Catholic Stars joins us here after GICC beats the Stars in four sets, 25-22, 25-16, 17-25, and 25-18. I'll start with where I left off with Sharon. How big was that first set? You fought all set to get the lead, and then they come out and get the final 6 points to win it 25-22. Last year at state, and this year you got one set from them, but now you got to work on two more. Talk about the psyche after that first set of the kids.
Yeah, I don't think that, I mean, they totally shut down, but I know that they were definitely disappointed. You know, you can't have that many unforced errors, and, you know, and especially when you're close to 20, you know, that just kills the momentum, and you know, I think they always felt that they could win. I mean, they're a very competitive group of girls and don't let up easily, but you know, we just had some serve receive errors and just miscommunications there that cost us the game.
Then they get out and get another big run early in the second set and kind of roll on from there, and your girls find a way to bounce off the mat there. It wasn't 2-0, or you weren't crushed. You come out, you get going in the third set. A lot of it was serving. Was there anything else that changed in the third set?
You know, just I think we passed a little better as far as serve-receive, and we dug some nice balls, and we really got our middles back into the game. They did a nice job of trying to go, you know, trying to stay away from Brand. We were running some threes and not having a lot of success with that. So they were trying to go more behind the setter and get away from her as much as we could, and that helped them get more active in that third set.
Well, I'm sure any set that Central Catholic has lost this year, Brand has kind of been shut down, and she was in that set. And Megan, really, overall tonight, she got off to a great start in that third set, but she and Bailey had some pretty solid nights tonight for you.
Yeah, they did, and we need them to step up at the net. And you know, we just, our ball control wasn't what it should have been tonight. We probably had too many unforced errors against a good team, and we've got to learn to, and things that we could straighten out, we thought we had straightened out, and we'll go back to the drawing board on Monday and try to fix those. And, you know, just a few points makes a big difference, and, you know, we get those things straightened out. You know, I know they know they can still beat them.
I know I'm just like about everybody else already looking ahead to the semifinals because so much was made of that, about who would be seated where in this match. Looks like you'll get Central Catholic again possibly in the semifinals if everything turns out like we think.
Yeah, you know, the way it looked anyway, unless there's any other major upsets, but we would probably be second and they'll be third seed, and hopefully we'll meet up again in the semifinal. It'll be a great match, that's for sure. You know, every time you play him, it always tends to get closer, and we're hoping that third time's a charm.
I guess we'll leave the fans with this thought as they head home to Grand Island and Kearney. The one thing that needs to be better if you play them at state is what? Is it the passing? Is it the serving? Is it something different? What just hasn't clicked for you the last three times that you've played this team?
Well, I think tonight it was definitely serving. You know, we try to make it a rule where you don't ever miss two in a row, and we had quite a few instances tonight where we did that. And, you know, I know we're trying to serve aggressive, trying to get them out of system, but, you know, we got to get more consistent, especially on the serve. And passing, we just had some lulls there, but we'll get it turned around for next week.
It's a fine line, that service game. Chris, we'll let you get out of here, and we'll see you at state next week. Great season, or else you wouldn't be getting a wild card, so we'll see if we can utilize it.
All right, thanks, sir.
That's Chris Connor, head volleyball coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars. We'll be back and give you the final stats on the Bisco Sports postgame show right after this timeout.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Clearing.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back to the Visco Sports Postgame Show. Let's take a look at some of the state football playoffs that are going on in Classes A and B. Earlier today in Class A, Papillion-La Vista, the team that beat Kearney last week, advances to the state semifinals with a 40-34 win over Lincoln Southwest. Getting underway in the second half, Omaha Central leads Grand Island 21-10. Omaha Burke is rolling Papillion-La Vista South. In late in the first quarter, it's already 28-0. And at halftime, Millard South 7-0 over Lincoln Southeast. In Class B, at the end of the third quarter, it's Elkhorn 7, Blair nothing. Late third quarter, Crete 12, Aurora 7. Early third quarter, McCook 17, Adams Central 7, and Gretna had a 24-3 lead over Ralston. Our final stats that I had figured up here for this match. First of all, for Kearney Catholic, Michaela Mestel had 2 service points and 10 kills. Haley McKelvey, 2 kills. Morgan Studi, 5 service points. 1 was an ace, 1 kill. Shayla Connor, 5 service points. 1 was an ace, an ace block, and a kill. Bailey Sokolowski, 2 ace blocks and a team-high 13 kills in the match. Ellie Conley, 2 ace blocks and 3 kills. Megan Anderson, 4 service points. 1 was an ace. She had a match-high 4 ace blocks and 11 kills. Allie Prasoski led the team in serving with 10 points, and Mackenzie Smith had 5 service points. 1 was an ace. For Kearney Catholic, I had them for 42 kills in the match. They had a total of 9 ace blocks and 4 ace serves, as the Stars will fall to 28-2 on the season with both losses to Grand Island Central Catholic. Most likely will be the number 2 or 3 seed, and GICC will be the other one. So GICC might pop up to 2, but they'll either be 2 or 3. Most likely, Kearney Catholic will still hang right in there and advance onto the state tournament with the wild card. For GICC tonight, I had Katie Brand leading the way with 3 service points, 2 ace blocks, and 19 kills in the match for Brand. Sam Moravec had 8 service points and 8 kills. Aaron Sorhan, 6 service points, 2 of them aces, an ace block, and 7 kills. Haley Benton had 2 ace blocks and a kill. Kelsey Scheel had a team-high 3 ace blocks and 4 kills. Lucky Kraft, 8 service points, 1 kill. Emma Benton, 8 service points. 3 of them were aces, and Aisha Lee led the team in serving tonight with 10 points. Overall, GICC actually had less kills and less blocks than Kearney Catholic. 40 kills, 8 ace blocks, and 5 ace serves. So the Stars' numbers look better, but that means when you look at the errors, Kearney Catholic had way more in the service game and the attack game, especially in the service game tonight, than did GICC. We'll be back and wrap it up on a Visco Sports Postgame Show right after this timeout.
It's hard to believe, but football and volleyball season are beginning to wind down. And Misco Sports, on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center, wants to get you ready for the postseason by closing out all of their football and volleyball apparel and equipment, now 30% off. Misco's also has Cutter's football gloves at 35% off. And don't forget this month, a great deal on shoes, sandals, basketball shoes, whatever you could put on your feet, up to 50% off. And don't forget the football and volleyball closeout, 30% off all apparel and equipment now at Misco's.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. Doctors Connolly and Owen have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community, one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
You like choices, you like variety, you like quality, and you love to save money. So choose the freshest meat, seafood, and produce at Super Saver. You also have holiday baking on your mind. The biggest varieties at prices that keep your food budget happy. Choose variety, choose quality, choose fresh, and choose to save at Super Saver. Second in Broadwell and Grand Island. Be sure to check out the latest specials for your holiday baking and dinner plans in the weekly newspaper inserts. Or online, anytime, at super-saver.com. Super Saver, we sell for less.
Well, and figuring up unofficially what I had for service errors in the match tonight, Kearney Catholic had 13, Grand Island Central Catholic had 7, so 13 service errors tonight for the Kearney Catholic Stars, as they will not end their season, as most teams would, by losing here in the postseason. They're on to the state tournament, just like your district champions from GICC. GICC now 29-3 on the season. Kearney Catholic 28-2. Again, Columbus SCOTUS won in straight sets tonight. That will give Minden the other wild card. Kearney Catholic and Minden will receive wild cards. Ogallala was a winner in straight sets tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia defeats Wood River 3-1. And those are the scores that we had from this evening. You've been listening to the Misco Sports post-game show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. We know that this fall sports season's almost over, and at Misco's, they're clearing out all the great 2011 volleyball and football gear, their equipment and apparel, 30% off at Misco's on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. We've got a full day of high school football coming your way on Tuesday. Here on Classic Hits, it begins at 2:30 with our pregame kickoff at 3 from Miles Field, as Kearney Catholic will welcome in undefeated Crofton. That'll be followed by Gothenburg at Minden, pregame at 5:30 and kickoff at 6. On ESPN 1460 and 1550, Kennesaw will host Garden County at 5. 12:30 a.m. KHAS, St. Cecilia will host North Platte St. Pat's at 6, and also at 6 on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, Giltner at Howells. So some great football coming up on Tuesday, and of course, complete coverage of the state volleyball tournament next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday on our network of stations. For Nate and Stacy doing a great job back at the studios, this is Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us. And again, the final score tonight, Grand Island Central Catholic over Kearney Catholic in a rematch of last year's state final, 25-22, 25-16, 17-25, and 25-18. Enjoy your football this weekend. We'll talk to you next Tuesday from Wood River. Again, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors. This is Doug Duda saying good night.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.